Hockey Championship. Today's game is brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, New Tech Seed, Allen's, Sylvan Learning Center, Deeker Construction, and the Sutton Sports Boosters. Now, let's go courtside for today's matchup.
Came to an end last night as they were defeated by Sandy Creek in five sets in a very tough match last night. So we are in the consolation rounds this morning. The battle for third place in the state in C2 is what's at stake tonight. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our continuing state volleyball championship matches coming your way from Lincoln. Rob Austin with you courtside. Once again, offer our apologies to the party liners who had their show cut short yesterday and then again today. So sorry about that, but in the interest of our youth athletics, we are here bringing you our volleyball consolation match today. It's the Sutton Phillies taking on the North Platte St. Patrick's Lady Irish in the battle again for third place. And we will certainly be bringing you a lot of good volleyball today. This is the consolation match, as I mentioned. Later on today, we will have the championship game that will come your way. Sandy Creek will be taking on Aquinas in the state championships at 5 o'clock tonight. That match will be heard on KKPR, that is 98.9 on your FM dial, and kkpr.com. A couple revelations that have unfolded throughout the night that we will be bringing to your attention as this drama does not end at the consolation matches. We'll take a quick break and come back and tell you all about it. This is high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com and good luck, Sutton.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back now from Lincoln Northeast High School for the consolation match between the Sutton Phillies and the North Platte St. Patrick's Lady Irish. Rob Austin with you courtside. We were telling you about the matchup last night in the semifinals between Sutton and Sandy Creek. And in the fifth set, it went all the way. It was a tough battle back and forth all night long. In that 15th set, it came down to a very difficult couple series of calls towards the end, and Sutton ends up on the losing end of the majority of those calls late. And I was talking to Coach Chris Erickson about it earlier, and you never want to put the decision of a win or a loss in the hands of an official, because you'll clearly lose every time. They can accept the bad calls every now and then, but boy, right at the end, is not where you want to have them, and especially not at the end of a season. Nevertheless, Sutton suffers a five-set defeat last night, and perhaps most notably in that fifth set, towards the end, I think it was either the last play or the second-to-last play, Sutton's setter, Corey Amon, dove for a ball and just completely extended herself, went horizontal to get it, got a hand on it, kept it going, but the Phillies ultimately did not get the point. But what we didn't know is that Corey Amon hurt her ribs. She had previously injured her side before and had it looked at and just fell hard on the court late in the set and was down on the court for quite some time before they finally got her up. To say it knocked the wind out of her was just the beginning of it, but coaches and officials and trainers fear now that those ribs may actually be broken. So Corey Amon likely will not be playing tonight. She's on the sideline now with a bag of ice in her hands as she's walking around. Did not participate in the opening warm-ups with her team. As far as the substitution goes on the roster, all we can tell you is Liz Zuka is a 5'5 sophomore listed as the only alternate setter. Now, it is very likely that Coach Erickson will substitute someone else and then bring in Zuka. And then Amon may actually come in as well, he said. She is suited up, but she is just not included or did not partake in the pregame warm-ups. So that's the story here. On the other side of the net, St. Patrick's North Platte come in last night against their rivals, Aquinas, and what everyone expected was going to be a major battle there. Did not make it to everyone's expectations. Instead, North Platte suffered a three-set loss, perhaps one of the best matches of the year for Aquinas, and North Platte stinging from that. And one thing I can tell you is this. I was here before both the teams arrived this morning, and when they came in, all I saw on both teams were long faces and disappointment all over them. They were down. You know, they had huge anticipation of making it to the championship game this weekend, and instead came up short on their efforts. And you could tell it in their faces that they were down. They each have very solid teams, and down they went last night, shockingly, in three sets for North Platte St. Patrick, and then a tough battle right towards the end for Sutton last night. And that'll weigh certainly heavy on their playing this morning. However, I will tell you this. As soon as they hit the court and started their warm-ups and started to get things going, that fervor popped back in their eyes and they realized, hey, look, we're still playing for third place. We're still playing, and a lot of teams are home for the weekend. So they're still in Lincoln. They're still playing, and we'll see if that will be enough to propel them to actually fight for this third-place finish, which still is very good when you consider all the solid teams in Class C2. So that's where we stand right now. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll get our take a look at some of our key players and the key matchups alongside the net tonight, or this morning, rather. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit Sutton Livestock. Stock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com and good luck, Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back. Here's your starting lineup for tonight's consolation match for the North Platte St. Patrick's Lady Irish. Shelby Piper will get the start. She's a 5'8 senior outside hitter, leads the team in kills and aces. Brianna Carlini's a 5'6 senior on the outside. And Jaylee Miller will get the start in the middle. She's a 5'7 senior. Brianna Weisler is a 5'8 middle hitter. She is a junior. Megan Mayfield's on the right side. She's a 5'8 senior. And the center is Kylie Wallace. She is a 5'5 senior. The libero, Natalie Wood, a 5'. Senior. For your Sutton Phillies, Macy Steinhauer will get the start in the center position tonight. She's a 5'6". Senior Amanda Wilnow on the outside. She's a 5'6". Senior. Jamie Van Kirk is a 5'9". Junior, rather, on the outside. And Jessica Osterhaus will take care of that middle position at 6'. Junior, she does it well. Claire Bergen will be the other middle hitter. She's a 5'10". Junior. And Vanessa Van Kirk is your 5'10". Junior. Right side hitter. And that's your starting lineups for tonight's matchup. We are just about underway. Sutton has won the service, and Macy Steinhauer will get the start for the Sutton Phillies tonight as we get underway. Kind of a reduced crowd tonight and a kind of a relaxed atmosphere. Steinhauer winds up, drives it over. We're underway. Our first set between the St. Patrick, North Platte St. Pat Lady Irish and your Sutton Phillies. On the left side, hard shot brought down. Green brings it in. Jamie Van Kirk with the kill. Van Kirk sets the tone early. It's 1-0 in favor of Sutton. Steinhauer, running jump serve, pops it across. It's covered in the back row. Set by Wallace of the Patricks. Steinhauer comes up with a set. Jamie Van Kirk one more time brings it down. This is going to be covered in the front row on the left side by North Platte. Jamie Van Kirk now on the right side, drives it up and brings it down. She'll pick up a kill. Check that. Vanessa Van Kirk makes it 2-0. Steinhauer one more time. We'll tow it up. It's 2-0. Phillies off to a quick start. Steinhauer launches one to outer space. Out of bounds it goes. North Platte on the board with the service. They'll bring up Brianna Wiesler. Wiesler, 56 kills in the regular season, drives this one across. It's going to be picked up by Wilna on the far side. And Jamie Van Kirk drives one straight down into the net, and we're tied up at 2. Wiesler toes it up one more time. She's got a big high jump serve. This one's going to go right into the net, and Sutton will get it back up by 1, 3-2 in the first set. It'll be Jamie Van Kirk with the service on the right side for Sutton. Sutton in their red shirts, black shorts, and North Platte is in their white and green tops and black shorts. Battle now at the net. Vanessa Van Kirk will just push it over for the Phillies. Set by Wallace on the right side. It's going to be bumped over by Jaylee Miller. Will now sends it back just out of bounds. Good call by Brianna Carlini of the Lady Irish to watch this one fall the wayside, out of bounds. Tied up at 3. Service, Brianna Carley, the 5'6 senior of the Lady Irish, brings it back. Covered in the back row by Jamie Van Kirk, and it'll be sent over by Jessica Osterhaus as a free ball for the Lady Irish. On the left side, attack comes down, hard shot by Shelby Pieper, and it's going to be covered in the back row by Van Kirk. Brought back, battle into the net, goes into the net, and Sutton will come out on top of this scrum. They'll take over service. It'll be Jessica Osterhaus, and the Phillies are up 4-3. Osterhaus winds up, pops it over. Covered now. Wallace makes a bump, and it'll be sent back free ball, but a little bit of a collision as Pieper and Wallace collide. And Pieper almost ended up with a dig in the face because she couldn't get out of the way of it. Sutton will pick up the point, 5-3. Osterhaus serve goes to the back row, rolls it back towards the crowd. Hustling back to get it is the Lady Irish, and they'll make a nice recovery, send back the free ball. Bergen down the middle, lets it go. And it's going to be just out of bounds. And the Lady Irish will draw back within 1-5-4. It'll be the libero, Natalie Wood, winding up. Wood drops this one across. Will now miss there for the cover. In the middle now, Bergen through the block, makes the save right back at her. They'll load up now on the right side as Vanessa Van Kirk drives it down, and it'll be sent back as a free ball from the Irish. Van Kirk to Wilnow, or to Steinhauer, rather, brought back by Wilnow, and Wilnow races across, a little bit of trip and a fall on both sides. Out of bounds, Sutton will pick it up. Good hustle by both sides of the net, making sure that one wasn't going to go anywhere. Sutton now extends their lead to 2. Vanessa Van Kirk drives this over, picked up by the libero Wood, sent back as a free ball from Brianna Wiesler. On the right side, trying to run it along, Claire Bergen tried to make a little dink along the length of the net, and it just bounced on the wrong side. Sutton will give up the point, and North Platte is back within 1-5-6. Back to serve will be Kylie Wallace. Wallace winds up, floats this one across, picked up by Osterhaus, pushed over by Steinhauer. Wilnauer will now let it fly, and it's going to be covered on the left side. Here comes the attack, just a soft touch over from the Irish. Steinhauer launches one over to, or sets one over to Bergen, and Bergen launches that like a rocket, which is the Northeast team name. Tied up at 6 now. Steinhauer works with Bergen. Bergen floats it over, picked up by the libero. On the right side, here comes the attack, almost through the block, gets it through the block of Bergen, and will now. Bergen swings over to the right side, gets a good kill, good back row dig by Kylie Wallace, keeps the rally going. On the left side, will now, launches it right into the net. She winds up with that big right hand and drives it into the net, just missed the touch. And the Lady Irish have their first lead of the morning. Just off the net. Good effort, but it's going to fall short for the Phillies. The service from Kylie Wallace nailed the net, but just slid over, and Osterhaus dove to get it. Tried to get a hand underneath it, but couldn't get enough on it. Next service is going to go out of bounds, and Sutton will have the service now. Up 8-7. No, I'm sorry, down 7-8. And now they're going to get the point as the ball flies out of bounds. So we are going to be tied up at 8. Amanda Will now, the 5'6 senior, will serve it up. She drives this one across, picked up by the libero to Wallace. Attack in the middle, blocked right back. Bergen and Vanessa, or Jamie Van Kirk, rather, team up for the block to get the lead back to Sutton, 9-8. Free ball coming back from the Lady Irish. Jamie Van Kirk works to bring it over. Block, good return by Bergen. Keeps the rally going, and they'll Lady Irish will load up on the right side. Whistle blows into the net, are the Phillies. A little aggressive in the block. We're going to be tied up at 9. Back to serve for North Platte will be Shelby Pieper. Pieper drives this one across. Steinhauer works the left side to Jamie Van Kirk. Steinhauer works with Bergen on the left side, the right side. She drives it down, but it's going to be covered in the back row by the Lady Irish. And then right back down the left side, Brianna Carlini gets the meat on that one and drives it down, picks up the point for the Lady Irish. They'll regain the lead now, 10-9. Shelby Pieper leads the team in aces with 51 during the regular season. She can really pop that ball over. She got a very hard, fast jump serve. This one comes across, going to be covered by Vanessa Van Kirk. Bergen loads up, drives it down, and gets the kill. Claire Bergen made something out of that one. Ties it up at 10. It was a hard shot. Bergen with another kill. Now she'll have the service. She'll drive this one across. Going to be sent back as a free ball. Good block by Osterhaus. Misses this one. Diving up was Bergen. Just a half second behind it in the reach. She thought Osterhaus was going to get the block, but it blasted through and got the point. 11-10 now. Sutton down by one. Pushed over by Steinhauer. On the right side, here comes the attack from the Lady Irish. Wide open in that back right corner of the court. And St. Pat's has their biggest lead of the morning. 12-10. Megan Mayfield back to serve. She'll pump this one across, way off the arms. Nice hustle by the Phillies to get this one over. That ball was high and deep, and the Phillies never gave up on it. On the left side, the attack comes from Carlini. It's going to be covered by Bergen. Osterhaus zips one over, covered by North Platte. On the left side, good dink is going to be covered. Diving effort from Vanessa Van Kirk. On the right side, here comes the attack from the pass. They're going to get it covered. The Phillies cover it. Osterhaus taps it over down the left side. Picked up in the back row. Sent over now. Bergen to Steinhauer. To Van Kirk. Ripped down and into the net go the Lady Irish. And Sutton will pick up the point. 12-11. Sutton trying to get it back. It'll be Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer just into the net, didn't get the roll. And the ball will go back to the Lady Irish. Brianna Wiesler will take over service. She's got that big jump serve. She gets it covered by Jamie Van Kirk, or Vanessa Van Kirk, rather. I'll get that right eventually. The return too hot to handle for the Lady Irish. And once again, Sutton cuts the lead to 1-13-12. Jamie Van Kirk to serve now. 5'9 junior winds up, pops it across. Back set. Tipped over, battle at the net, saved by Osterhaus, brought back by Steinhauer quickly on the left side. Driving it up, Carlini drives it down. Phillies bounce back, Osterhaus at the net, gets it to go, and they're going to call her over the net, way over the net. Didn't touch it, but they're going to call her too far over the net. That's a tough call to take, but they'll end up taking it. It'll be 14-12. Been working for her all season long. I don't know why it would stop now. Brianna Carlini has the service for the Lady Irish. She'll zip it across. Far into the return's going to go out of bounds. Miss hit by Bergen. And the lead now extends to 3. 15-12. Lady Irish on top. Carlini with the serve. She gets the go-ahead. Drives it across. Good coverage. Jamie Van Kirk right into the outside pole. And back and down, out of bounds it goes. And Wallace has put 3 together. 16-12. 4-point lead for the Lady Irish. Carlini floats it across. It'll be sent back as a free ball from Steinhauer as there was some confusion in the Philly backcourt. Loading up on the left side is Pieper. Double hit's going to be called on Vanessa Van Kirk. And the lead now extends to 5 for the Lady Irish. Timeout, Sutton. Coach Erickson wants to talk about it. Give us a chance to take a quick break, too. You're listening to High School Volleyball. It's the consolation round from Lincoln for C2. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to all the volleyball action on KJS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast. Rob Austin with you courtside for the consolation match for C2. Sutton Phillies down by 5 at the moment. They've loaded up off of the Lady Irish serve. Keeper brings it down, and it'll be sent back as a free ball for the Irish. Pieper one more time. Will now loads up. Pieper makes the cover. So Wallace and Pieper loads up, picked up by Steinhauer. Steinhauer filling in for Amon. Diving effort. Will now went for it, but came up short off the shot from the Lady Irish, and the lead now is 6. 18-12 here in the first set. 5 straight points now for the Lady Irish. On the right side, Osterhaus lets it go off the block. Gets the return. Good effort by Osterhaus. Shot is up and over. Pushed back and deep. It was ball looked like it was going to be out of bounds, but the Irish continue to play at the net now. Pushed back and forth. Osterhaus sets to Steinhauer on the right side. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it across. Peepers lets it go. Irish continue to play. Long rally going on here. Jamie Van Kirk to Osterhaus now. Osterhaus sends it across, and it's going to go off the libero and towards the crowd to the court, and Sutton will finally break the service. Down now by 5, 18-13. They'll send in Mackenzie Schlottman. Schlottman steps forward, drives this one, just clears the net, covered in the back row by the Irish. Blocked at the net. Bergen and Vanessa Van Kirk get it to go. And Sutton will pick up the point. 18-14. Shot from Schlottman comes over. It's going to be fed perfectly to Claire Bergen on the return from the Irish, and Bergen was licking her chops on that one as she climbs the ladder and drives this one home for the kill. Lead now cut to three, and North Platte St. Pat's wants a timeout. You're listening to the consolation round from Lincoln Northeast on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln Northeast, home of the consolation round. For C2, Sutton Phillies down by three now. They were down by as many as six, have cut that in half, and continue to work towards getting to the top, looking for third place in C2 high school volleyball. Steinauer sets Bergen off the block, and down it goes. Hard shot from Bergen straight up off the block and then comes down, and the Irish can't make a play on it. It'll be 18-16 now as Sutton stages their own rallies, picked up three straight points off the service from Mackenzie Schlottman. Schlottman drives this one across. Wallace now makes the set on the right side. Brought down by Nicole Stadler. Stadler in for the Irish after the timeout. Wallace now works left side to Pieper, and Pieper's shot goes down. Pieper picks up the kill. And North Platte will get the lead back, or will extend their lead, rather. They'll get the service back, 19-16. Natalie Wood, the libero, has the service. She'll drift with this one across. It'll be picked up now. Steinhauer works with Vanessa Van Kirk, and Vanessa Van Kirk gets the shot and the point and the kill, and the service comes back to Sutton, 19-17. Vanessa Van Kirk now with the service, picked up by the libero, pushed back by Wallace. Back set. Peepers now switches to the right side, swings around and gets it down the line and gets the point. And it's 20-17 in favor of the Lady Irish. Back to serve for North Platte will be Kylie Wallace. Wallace is the setter. Lines up on the left side, brings this one across, picked up by Schlottman, sent across and into the block. Sutton's going to get it right back. Good effort all the way around for Sutton on that one. 20-18 is your score. Back to serve now, Amanda Will now. She'll work her way around the backside in the left back row. Shot on the left side from the Lady Irish from Brianna Weisler. Drives this one down. She'll pick up the kill. And it's 21-18 late here in the first set. Back to serve is Kylie Wallace. Wallace takes the middle off the net, and nobody there to help out. Steinhauer as it rolled up the net twice, and she couldn't get out of the way to make the play. It's 22-18. Timeout Sutton as we get close to wrapping up this first set in the consolation round. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Once again, the consolation round for Class C2 in Lincoln at Lincoln Northeast. Rob Osmond courtside with you. 22-18, Lady Irish on top. Pieper with a solid shot. She'll pick up the eighth and bring it to 23-18. Both these teams came off some hard losses last night. North Platte St. Pat's Lady Irish dropped three straight to Aquinas. Service from Peepers goes into the net, and Sutton will get it back. 23-19. Sutton dropped a five-set shocker to Sandy Creek last night. Service now from Claire Bergen. Bergen shot. Wallace now makes a set. It'll be sent back to the Phillies. Steinhauer now loads up on the left side to Jamie Van Kirk. Down the line and gets the kill. Off the touch, Jamie Van Kirk. Going to make this set interesting. 23-20, Sutton down by three. Bergen trying to put it together for the Phillies. Running jump serve, hard shot, just off the net, right in front, ace serve. From Claire Bergen, makes it 23-21. Phillies down by two. They trailed by as many as six, led early. Jump serve. This was a hard one. It's going to go right back into the net off the return. Tough play all the way around for the Irish, and it's because of that hard serve. And now 23-22. Phillies can tie it up. Shot's going to go off. Another super serve from Claire Bergen. That was a tough one to play. We are tied up at 23, and the Lady Irish are going to take a timeout. Coach Shelly Byrne wants to talk about it. We'll be right back with a finale here in our first set of action in the consolation round. High school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
From Claire Bergen makes it a set point. Sutton has turned this one around. 24-23. Claire Bergen has brought the Phillies back to life. She's going to float this one over and out of bounds, and the streak will come to an end there. Tied up at 24. Service now from Megan Mayfield of the Lady Irish, picked up by Wilnow. Wilnow on the left side. Van Kirk watches it drop right next to her off the block. Nicole Stadler was there, and it's 25-24, set point now for the Irish. Megan Mayfield winds up, sends this one under the net, and that'll tie things up at 25. Macy Steinhauer to serve. Picked up by the libero. Going to be sent back into the net, so it was going to be a free ball anyway, and it goes into the net. And it's 26-25. Sutton now with set points. Macy Steinhauer brings this one across on the left side, sent back. Going to be picked up on the left side. Here we go, down and on the line, and in it is, and Sutton will take set number one. Jamie Van Kirk makes it a 27-25 match. Sutton takes set number one, and they do it in fine Philly fashion. We'll take a quick break, come back with our mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva. At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to our mid-set break. Sutton Phillies come out on top of the first set, and they do it in a typical Philly fashion. They were got off to an early start to get things going, and then all of a sudden St. Patrick's caught a little bit of a footing and built the lead up to 6 at about 18-12, and then Sutton started to whittle back. They hung in there but could not take the lead. They didn't take the lead until they had 26-25. They battled back all the way and finally take the fire, the first set rather, 27-25. And their drive to become the third place in the 2009 state championships in Lincoln. Here comes our second set action. Lady Irish will take over, handle the service. Wiesler now to serve. It's going to be on the right side. Osterhaus off the block, covered in the back row. Good dig by the Lady Irish. Launched into the net by Shelby Pieper, and Sutton will get on the board first. 1-0. Philly's off to a quick start on the last set. It built it up to 2-0. Steinhauer serves for the Phillies, covered by the libero. Wallace back set. Hard shot down the line from Nicole Stadler. Big kill for Stadler. Ties it up at 1. Never mind the fact this is the consolation round. The Phillies and Lady Irish are here to play to win no matter what is on the line. Brianna Carlini makes the serve. It's going to be bumped over by Vanessa Venturk. Misplayed in the backcourt for the Lady Irish, and Sutton will be the benefactor of that exchange, up 2-1. Jamie Van Kirk to serve for the Phillies. Rips it down the line, diving effort, but it's going to go in for an ace for Jamie Van Kirk. Hard shot gives the Phillies a 3-1 lead. Jamie Van Kirk's shot loading up. Peepers on the left side, going to drop right in the middle of the Phillies. Tough play all the way around. Phillies look to avoid the collision, and it's 3-2 now. Sutton on top by 1. Sutton was your number 1 seed. North Platte was your number 2 seed, so this matchup was inevitable. We just assumed it would be in the championship, but here we are in the consolation now. Launched out of bounds on the right side by Osterhaus. We'll tie this up. Or no, they gave that 2. I guess it was touched off the block, so it'll be a 4-2. Sutton gets the point. Osterhaus blast one through the block, and Mackenzie Schlottman will handle the service just off the net and bouncing right in front of the back row. Diving effort from Brianna Carlini of the Lady Irish, but nevertheless, Sutton will pick up the point, and with it, a 3-point lead. Schlottman now drives in across. It's going to be misplayed in the back row once again, and Sutton has built a 6-2 lead. Mackenzie Schlottman steps up, jumps it across, floats it in. It's going to be covered in the front row by the Lady Irish and then pushed over as a free ball from Mayfield. On the left side, will now attack. Into the block off the hand of Jamie Van Kirk and into the bench. And Sutton will lose the service and hold on to a 3-point lead. 6-3 is your score. Kylie Wallace, the 5'5 senior, launches it for the Lady Irish. On the left side, will now through the block and a tough play. It'll be sent back. It's got to be, nope, they're not going to count the block, so it'll be back as a free ball for the Phillies as they load up and launch just out of bounds. That was a borderline call. Shot from Bergen just out of reach of the line. And it's 6-4. Kylie Wallace back to serve one more time. She'll wind up. This one's going to go into the net and down, and Sutton will get it back. The lead now stretches to 3. Vanessa Van Kirk into the net and returns the favor, and Sutton can't hold on to the service for long. 5-7. Shelby Pieper steps up for the Lady Irish. Whistle blows and rotation. Phillies were out of their rotation sequence. And the official quick to call on it. And it'll cost him a point. 7-6 now. Service from Pieper. Winds up. Back row save. On the right side, Bergen brings it down. Slams it in. It goes way up. But it'll give the Irish time to settle it down. Reloading now are the Phillies on the left side. Will now hesitates and then finally pushes it over. On the left side now, Irish attack. Solid shot. Brianna Carlini gets it to go. Splits the Philly defenders, and we're tied up at 7. Second set action. Sutton takes the first set. Pieper now sends it across for the Irish. Handled on the right side. Bergen launches one and tries to go blast it through the block and ends up driving it into the net, and North Platte has their first lead of the second set. 8-7. Will now off the block, saved by the libero, and they're going to have to get it back as a free ball. So the Phillies now will load up in the middle, down and through, but caught in the back row from Bergen. Over the block, into the back row, diving effort from Schlottman, but the Phillies watch it fall to the court, and it's now a 2-point St. Pat lead. 9-7, the Irish continue the drive under the hand of Shelby Pieper. Pieper drives it back and through. That Philly defense off the block, or off the touch, rather. And it'll be 10-7. It's a 3-point Irish lead. Pieper's hard shot at the net. Steinhauer went up for it, but couldn't get enough of a touch on it. Blocked right back into the court it goes. It's a 4-point North Platte lead. Rotation now, or a substitution rather, as Schlottman will come out and Maria Van Kirk will step in. Now we've got three Van Kirks on the court to worry about. Maria will handle this one in the middle of that back row. Jamie Van Kirk rips one down from the back row and gets it to go. Jamie Van Kirk rocketed that one in, and it's 11-8. Sutton down by three. Amanda Will now, the 5'6 senior, drives this one into the back row of the Irish. They'll work the right side. It's going to be bumped over by Mayfield. Jamie Van Kirk blasts through the block, picked up by the libero of the Irish. On the left side, Irish load up into the block. Bergen and Steinhauer were there. At the net, Steinhauer had a good angle on it but couldn't get it to bring it up. And they're not going to call over the net on that one, as they did earlier. It's 12-8. In favor of St. Pat. Substitution now. Back in it will be Schlottman. And Van Kirk will head to the bench. Maria Van Kirk. On the left side, Irish into the block, brought right back. Steinhauer working with Bergen. Bergen drives one down and gets the kill. Bergen's fifth kill of the match. Makes it 12-9. Sutton down by three, and Bergen will inherit the serve. She's got a hard-running jump serve that really puts a sting on it for the defenders. This one's got a rip on it as well. Peepers is there to cover it. Touched over at the net. Good effort. Osterhaus now battling in the middle. Jamie Van Kirk rips it down, picked up by the Irish libero. Steinhauer works with Will now in the back row, and Will now gets it to go off a diving libero. And the Phillies battling back now, down by two. Claire Bergen throws it up, drives it just over the net. The libero goes down. Good dig in the back row to bring it over. Pieper's will send it back. Osterhaus rips it down. Was there a block? Yes, there was a touch, and it'll be a good call to Sutton. Phillies will get it back, down now by one. They trailed by four, they led by four. Now they're down by the slimmest of margins, 12-11. Bergen has the hot hand. She won the last three serves. And this one's going to go right into the net. And Sutton will be unable to tie it. And now trailed by two. Jump serve now from Brianna Wiesler of the Irish as they load up, serving from left to right. Osterhaus on the right side of the net, off the libero, and this will have to be sent back as a free ball, and the Phillies will load up now on the left side. Here comes Jamie Van Kirk, rips it down into the back wall. Point will go to Sutton. Phillies will get it back. Again, down by one, 12-13. Back to serve will be Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer, that 5'6 senior, a defensive specialist, called upon because Amon is out, and her service is going to go in and on the line, and Sutton will get it back and tie it up at 13. Crowd didn't like the call, however. The point belongs to Sutton. Service from Steinhauer now. Set over on the right side. Driven down by Carlini. Blocked right back. And this time they'll try the left side. Pieper sends it across. Picked up by Will now to Steinhauer on the left side, the right side of the net. Vanessa Van Kirk had a piece of it. Blocked at the net by Vanessa. Vanessa makes a set to the left side to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk sends it down, covered in the back row. On the left side, Carlini goes for the Irish. Vanessa Van Kirk brings it back, and the Irish reload. Here come the Phillies now from the back row. Hard shot from Bergen is going to be covered. Battle at the net is going to go the way of the Irish. And the Irish regain the lead as that ball could have bounced either way. And North Platte will take it back. They'll send Brianna Carlini to the line. Carlini will wind up on the right side. She pops this one across in the back row. Bergen is there. Steinhauer works the left side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Her shot is going to be covered by the Irish. Launch right back to Bergen. Bergen in self-defense brings it back. It'll be sent back as a hard shot and then knocked out of bounds by the libero of the Irish. It cleared the net but went out of bounds, and the Sutton Phillies have tied it up once again at 14. Jamie Van Kirk with the serve at the net, out of bounds. No one touched it. It was in. And Sutton will pick up the point and has regained the lead, 15-14. Midway through here, second set action. Sutton took the first set, 27-25. Battling now here, up by one, 15-14. On the left side, Pieper drives off the block, out of bounds. Point will go to the Irish, and we're tied up at 15. It'll be the libero, Natalie Wood, for the Irish. She'll wind up left-handed, pops it over. Steinhauer now to Will now. Will now off the block, gets the kill, or gets the shot. It's going to be covered in the back row. Answering back, Pieper. Shelby Pieper drives it in and gets the point. Pieper leads the team in kills on the season with 296, and she's just adding to that now. 16-15, Irish on top. Wood drives this one over. Steinhauer works the right side to Osterhaus. Osterhaus through the block, covered in the back row. Dink is over, covered by the Phillies. Back row shot from Jamie Van Kirk. Pieper one more time into the block, but knocked out of bounds. Sutton doing a good job getting up there. It's Vanessa Van Kirk and Jessica Osterhaus on the block on that right side, but they couldn't bring it in bounds. Irish up by two. Wood drives this one deep. It's going to be covered in the back row by the Phillies. Back row launched from Bergen. Bergen comes up, gets it covered. Hard shot. Will now makes a self-defense move as that shot came at it, and it lands out of bounds. And now we're back to a three-point North Platte lead, 18-15. Timeout Sutton. Second set action. Phillies down by three. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Just got an update on a score from Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS in the championship game. for Class C1. GICC wins the first set and are up 1-0. We'll try to keep you updated as we get updated. Osterhaus wastes little time getting the service back for the Phillies as she rips one down the right side. 16-18 is our score. Irish up by two. Mackenzie Schlottman with the serve. Slaps this one across. Wallace now works with Pieper. Pieper drives it in. It's going to be saved by Steinhauer. Whistle blows. They're going to call her on a double hit. And the Irish will get it back. 19-16, up by three. Each squad is led by four here in the second set. Bergen rips one down and makes its way to the court. As she winds up, pops it down, and the Irish got a couple shots at it but couldn't give it enough elevation to make a play on it. It's 19-17. Vanessa Van Kirk with the service. Irish working on it. It's going to be saved. Good diving effort by Jamie Van Kirk to get a handout off the court. On the right side, saved by Jamie Van Kirk to Steinhauer, to Bergen off the block. Diving effort by North Platte. They're going to save it. Reloading now are the Phillies. Will now launches one from the left side, but it's going to have too much zip on it. And out of bounds it goes. It'll be 20-17. Service from the Irish now. Shelby Pieper drives it in. Covered by Jamie on the right side. Claire Bergen gets it to go. Did they get a block? They did. They're going to get the block. So Sutton will get it back. And that one was overturned. That call was overturned. And North Platte fans don't like it. Service will go to Amanda Wilnow. Wilnow winds up, drives this one across, picked up by Wood. Wallace on the left side to Carlini, covered by Schlottman. Wilnow from the back row for the Phillies zips it across, covered now in the center of the attack will come. Just out of bounds, no one touched it. Out of bounds, Sutton battling back one more time, 20-19. Wrapping up here in the second set. Wilnow winds up, steps this one across. Into the net it goes, under the net it goes, and the Irish can't play it. We're going to be tied at 20. We haven't been tied since we were at 15. Timeout for the Lady Irish. 20-20 in the second set. Sutton took the first one. We'll see how this one plays out. It's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Constellation Round. From Lincoln Northeast, Rob Austin with you courtside. Tied up at 20 here in the second set. Sutton took the first set and are battling back here in the second. Wallace with the back set. Punched over by Mayfield. Back set from Steinhauer to Bergen. Bergen sends it across, and there'll have to be a free ball from the Irish. Good play by North Platte. On the left side, Jamie Van Kirk drives. Set gets pushed over. Bergen with the save to Steinhauer. Back to Jamie Van Kirk off the block. Into the net. Point goes to the Irish. 21-20. Good effort. No one was giving up on that one on either side of the net. St. Pat will send Mayfield back to serve. Megan Mayfield drives it across. Misplayed, and Phillies end up looking like the Keystone Cops trying to get that one. It was misplayed, but playable off the return. And they'll give up the point now, 22-20. Megan Mayfield back to serve. Sutton's going to call a quick timeout here, 22-20. Phillies down by two in the second set. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
1230 KHAS.
North Black finds its way to the court on the Philly side, and it is 23-20. Lady Irish on top. Substitutions now. Mariah Calkins will come in for the Phillies and take that right side position. Steinhauer makes a push now to Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie's shot is going to be covered on the right side by the Lady Irish. Batted back. Irish load up on the left side. Carlini sends one down. Covered by Steinhauer. In the middle, Bergen will push it over. Picked up by Pieper. Wallace now sets on the left side. Carlini now makes a set on the right side. Going up for it was Wiesler. And now it's the Phillies loading up. Bergen through the block. Down it goes and brought back. Impossibly brought back. Great play by North Platte. And they battled in and got the point. 24-20 is our score. Set point for North Platte. I got to tell you, that's a shot for the record book. As that came off the net in an impossible angle, out of bounds, to bring it back with a single-handed stab. And the Irish pick up the point. A well-deserved round of applause. Set point. Set score. Set belongs to St. Pat. The Lady Irish have won the second set, 25-20. No, hold on. They overruled it. That's overruled. 24-21. Sutton gets it back. Sutton's still hanging in there. Bergen with the serve. Her serve is a good one. It'll be a free ball right back to the Phillies now. Jamie Van Kirk rips it down the line and out of bounds it goes. There was a call into the net on the previous play, and that's how Sutton got it back. It is still set point, but the Phillies are battling back. Claire Bergen, jump serve, a powerful one, back to the libero. Set by Wallace on the right side, and back down off the block. Wiesler sent it into Osterhaus, and Osterhaus sent it right back with a little something extra on it. 24-23, timeout for the Lady Irish as we come down to the wire in the second set as well. We'll be right back at high school volleyball on KGS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
1230 KHAS.
Lincoln Northeast, Rob Osmond with you. 24-23, still set point for the Lady Irish. Claire Bergen winds up, pops it across. Irish loading up now on the left side. Mayfield gets it to go, and down it is, and it caught the Phillies flat-footed. 25-23, so it took a couple extra serves, but North Platte picks up the win, and we're tied up one set apiece. Great play towards the end there. We'll wrap it up for you in our mid-set break. We'll be right back with that. Coming up, you're listening to the third round consolation match from Lincoln Northeast. Rob Osmond courtside. Battle for third place in the state for C2 on KJS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com, and good luck, Sutton.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical
Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Lincoln Southeast, Rob Austin, courtside with you, and we just witnessed Sutton battling back, trailing by four in this one. They even things up at 20, and then North Platte pulls away at the end and gets it 25-23. Sutton had led by four, and then watch that get whittled away. No one led by more than four. Tied up several times. But here we go to set number three, tied up at one set apiece. The Phillies will have the service to get our third set underway. It'll fall into the hands of Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer launches this one across. Big shot from Osterhaus. Osterhaus off the block and gets it into the crowd. Sutton will pick it up. 1-0. We'll check back with you in a moment. Oh, hang on, we're still here. Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer winds up, drives this one across. Wallace makes the set. Now here come the Phillies loading up from Steinhauer to Jamie Van Kirk to Wood in the libero position for the Irish as it clears the net. Now adjusting underneath it was Vanessa Van Kirk. She'll get it to go. Phillies now through the block. Steinhauer works with Jamie Van Kirk off the block, and this one's going to go into the crowd. Good hustle by North Platte. Falls to the wayside. It's 2-0. Phillies lead. Macy Steinhauer continues her service for the Phillies. Off to a 2-0 lead. Off the net, diving effort. Irish keep it alive. They'll send it back over. It's Mayfield. Steinhauer covers for the Phillies now, and it's going to be pushed over by Osterhaus. In the middle, Mayfield rips it down. It's going to be on the line, and they're going to call it out. Just out of bounds, so the rally continues for the Phillies. Now up 3-0. Launched over now by Steinhauer. Battle at the net, brought back, and then nobody there. For the Irish, they wanted to bring it back, get it away from the net, and they did so, but nobody was home for the Lady Irish. And Steinhauer continues her service with a 4-point lead here in the third set. Steinhauer shot covered in the back row by Pieper, loading up Mayfield off the block and knocked down and out of bounds. Vanessa Van Kirk wanted it, but couldn't get it. It's 4-1. Irish back to serve now. It's Brianna Wiesler. Wiesler winds up, thunders this one across. Bergen is there to cover it. Battle at the net, hanging in there is Steinhauer. Osterhaus battles at the net. She'll get it tipped over. And reloading now in the middle. Mayfield through the block, picked up by Wilnow. Pushed over Steinhauer to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk shot off the libero, and they'll have to send it back as a free ball. Phillies will load up now. It'll be Steinhauer working the right side now to Vanessa Van Kirk. Her shot to rifled one, but it's going to be picked up by the libero. On the left side now, Jamie Van Kirk rips it down, and it's going to roll back, hustling back for the Irish, but it falls into the back wall, and it'll be 5-1. Sutton will regain the service. They'll send back Jamie Van Kirk to handle the service. Phillies now up by 4. Jamie's shot is going to be a hard one. It's going to roll back. The libero will have to retreat to get it. They'll send it back. The Irish will as a free ball. Steinhauer to Osterhaus. Into the block. And trying to save it was Bergen, but she launched it off. It was a hard, thundering return from Mayfield. Mayfield listed at 5'8". She looks a little bit taller than that, but it's 5-2. Sutton still leads. Service from Brianna Carlini will be sent back. No, it's going to go under the net. Missed hit by Jamie Van Kirk, and the Irish trail by 2 now here in the third set. Carlini goes back to work at 24 aces in the regular season. This one she'll pop across, just clear the net. Bergen goes down to get it, played off the net by Steinhauer, and Steinhauer watches it drop. And the Lady Irish now trail by just one, 5-4 here in the third set. Carlini steps this one across. Bergen takes a swipe at it after it was misplayed from Will now to Osterhaus. Osterhaus shot to Bergen, and Bergen just took a punch at it and knocks it down the hallway. She'll have to retreat to go get it. In the meantime, we are tied up at 5. Now she comes back from the hallway, rolls it back over to the Irish, and the Irish will take over Brianna Carlini to serve. Picked up now by Bergen. Will now launches it across off the back, diving outstretched arms of Carlini, and the point will belong to Sutton, as will the lead, 6-5. Mackenzie Schlottman to serve for the Phillies. Schlottman steps forward, jumps serve, gets it across, diving effort, keeps it alive for the Irish. Slaps back over. Good effort by Nicole Stadler. Stadler was there and gets the kill for the Irish, tying it up at 6. Natalie Wood, the libero, drives this across. It's going to be mishit, misplayed by Schlottman. And it's 7-6. North Platte has the lead for the first time this set. Wood lines it up again. This one's going to be picked up and mishit also. A lot of spin on that ball. This time it was misplayed by Jamie Van Kirk, and now it's a 2-point Irish lead. Lady Irish on the drive off the serves from Natalie Wood. Wood floats this one over. It rolls over. Picked up now. Steinhauer sets Vanessa Van Kirk. Left side attack from Pieper is going to be covered by Jamie Van Kirk. And then Bergen comes up big at the net off the block and drives this one down and gets the point for the Phillies to come back within one, 8-7. Phillies trail by one. Vanessa Van Kirk with the serve. This one comes across, picked up in the back row. Wallace now works the left side to Mayfield, and Mayfield has it batted right back at her. It's going to knock down, and the Phillies will pick it up and tie it up at 8. One set apiece. We're here in the third. Out of bounds service too long from Vanessa Van Kirk. Gives the lead back to the Lady Irish. Back to serve now is Kylie Wallace. Wallace shot covered Steinhauer to Bergen off the block. There to save it was Vanessa Van Kirk. Will now takes her shot at it from the left side. Second row save by the Irish. Battle the net. Bergen sends it back to Steinhauer. Back to Bergen. Bergen rips this one down, and it's going to get the point. Bergen didn't give up on that one. Got the block, sent it back to Steinhauer. And we're tied up at 9. And then Bergen, of course, made the most of that one at the end. Amanda Will now will send it across in her rotation as server. Tipped over by Mayfield. Bergen returns the favor. Hook shots it back. Loading up now on the right side from Pieper. Check that from Wiesler. Batted back. Wiesler over the head gets it back. Phillies will load up on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk drives it down and through. Point goes to Jamie Van Kirk. Sutton regains the lead now 10-9 here in the third set. Amanda Will now, 5'6 senior, toes this one over. Covered by Mayfield to Wallace. Wiesler down the line, gets it to go. Nobody home for the Phillies, and we're tied up at 10 now. Back and forth we've gone here the last few points. Irish now with it, with the serve. Pieper brings it over, Shelby Pieper. Pushed over on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk drives it down. Picked up by Wood. Hustling over to get it was Steinhauer. They'll set the middle for Claire Bergen. Bergen launches it across. On the left side, right in the middle. Mayfield gets it, but it's batted back by Bergen. And Bergen gets the point for the Phillies. Rotation now. Osterhaus is back into the bench. Goes Mackenzie Schlottman. It's 11-10 now in favor of Sutton. Claire Bergen with that long-running jump serve. Pops this one across. It's covered by Pieper to Wallace to Carlini. Carlini sends a shot, diving effort. It'll have to be sent back as a free ball from Vanessa Van Kirk on the left side. Now Carlini off the block, saved by Steinhauer and brought back, but knocked out of bounds by the Phillies. Good effort off the Phillies to play it off the net, but the last number three hit goes out of bounds, and we're tied up at 11. Irish will take over. Mayfield to serve for North Platte. Right into the net it goes, and Sutton will get the lead back and the serve, 12-11. Macy Steinhauer sends this one across, launched out of bounds up here into the crowd. Sutton fans give a mama. 13-11. I don't know what the call was, but somehow Sutton got it back. 13-11. Steinhauer punches this one over, picked up in the middle by Wallace. Pieper from the back row gets it to go and drives it in, and we're tied up at 13. Check that, 13-12. Scoreboard made a quick adjustment on me. Wiesler sends this one across. Steinhauer over to Vanessa Van Kirk down the line, and Vanessa Van Kirk will get it. 14-12. Sutton now has extended their lead to 2. They led earlier by 4, the first four points of the third set here. Service is going to be knocked out of bounds, and Sutton now up by 3, 15-12. 3-point lead for the Phillies. Jamie Van Kirk drives this one across, picked up by Pieper to Wallace, back set to Stadler. Stadler gets it to go, but it's going to be covered by the Phillies. And a quick shot, but knocked out of bounds. Brianna Carlini put a quick shot on it, took the line, but it was just out of bounds. Point belongs to Sutton now, 16-12, up by 4, their biggest lead of the set now. Ties their biggest lead of the set now. Steinhauer works with Osterhaus off the block, covered by Pieper, to Wallace, to Stadler. Stadler now to Steinhauer, back to Jamie Van Kirk, and in the back row, Jamie Van Kirk launches this one and gets it down, and the point and the biggest lead now of the set belongs to Sutton, 17-12. Service from Jamie Van Kirk now on the right side. Carlini gets it through the block over the net, and it'll be sent back by a shot from Bergen. Osterhaus comes up with a huge block as the Irish look to reload. And it's 18-12, timeout, North Platte. The Irish are talking about it. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit Sutton Livestock. Livestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back. Lady Irish regrouping now. Sutton ready to roll. Just found out that in Class C1, Columbus SCOTUS took the second set. They're even now, one set apiece against Grand Island Central Catholic. Back to action here, pushed over by Vanessa Van Kirk. She's working her way around. Down the line it goes. Osterhaus was solo on that right side, and it just ripped through. And the Irish back in this one now, down by 5. Brianna Carlini winds up, pops this one across. Bergen is there. Now Steinhauer works with Vanessa Van Kirk down the line. It goes and in. Point belongs to Sutton. 19-13. Back in the match now, Mackenzie Schlottman to serve. Osterhaus will head to the bench. Sitting next to Corey Amon, who hurt herself in the fifth set last night, unable to be setting for the Phillies tonight. Schlottman's shot is out of bounds. And it's 19-14. Irish now with the serve. Natalie Wood punches this one across. Jamie Van Kirk now works with Vanessa. Vanessa tries to cut the corner around the side. Out of bounds it goes. And the lead now cut to four. 19-15. Wood trying to cut into it. She'll drive this one across. It's going to be a double hit. No, they're going to get called for four hits. The Phillies are, as it bounced off two of the Phillies in the back row. And the lead now is three, 19-16. Wood racking up some points for the Irish, played by Schlottman to Steinhauer. Vanessa Van Kirk punches it across, knocked out of bounds. Vanessa Van Kirk had an angle on it, but knocked it out of bounds, and now it's 19-17. Sutton wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Phillies up by two in the third set. We're even in the first two sets since high school volleyball. Consolation match in Lincoln on KJS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Short time out for the Sutton Phillies. Wood makes a serve for the Irish now. On the left side, Amanda Will now brings it down and gets the point and brings the end to that Irish service streak, making it 20-17. Now it's back to a three-point lead for the Phillies. Vanessa Van Kirk to serve for Sutton. She'll wind up, drive this one across, picked up by Pieper to Wallace. On the left side, Mayfield lets it go. Jamie Van Kirk was there to save it in the back row for the Phillies. Pieper, large shot off of Steinhauer and Bergen. Into the crowd it goes, and it's 20-18. Irish get the service back. They'll send Kylie Wallace back to serve. Wallace will make her way around to the left side to serve from right to left. She'll wind up, pop this one across. Down to the court it goes. Jamie Van Kirk went down to get it, and North Platte back within one, 20-19 after the eighth serve. Kylie Wallace pops this one across. This one's going to be covered. Van Kirk was there. Will now drives it into the libero of the Irish. Back set from Wallace. Shot down the line from Weisler. Wallace now working with Pieper. Pieper's shot's going to be single-handedly knocked out of bounds. Jamie Van Kirk couldn't get a piece of it. We're tied up at 20. Sutton led by as many as five. They're tied now at 20. Kylie Wallace picks it up, drives it across, covered by Jamie Van Kirk. In the middle, Bergen winds up, gets the bounce, saved by Mayfield for the Irish. Pieper on the left side, gets it to go off the back wall, off the block. And the Irish have regained the lead, 21-20. Irish have led briefly during this match back in the early 8-6. 8-6 was their biggest lead of this third set. Will now sends it across in the net. Mayfield gets it to Steinhauer, to Will now. Will now to Wood for the Irish. Irish load up. Pieper through the block, single-handedly knocked down, and Jamie Van Kirk couldn't get underneath it, and it's 22-20. North Platte took the second set, and we're going to get a timeout. Sutton 22-20. Lady Irish on a roll. We'll take a break and come right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball Consolation Round in Lincoln on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Boston courtside with you, 22-20. The score, Lady Irish on top. Lady Irish with the serve. It'll be Kylie Wallace punching this one across. Vanessa Van Kirk to Steinhauer. Back as a free ball from Claire Bergen. Set now from Wallace on the right side. Brought down across the line. Good read by Brianna Weisler. Makes it 23-20. North Platte with the lead. Substitution now coming in the match for the Phillies will be Maria Van Kirk. Jessica Osterhaus will head to the bench. Three Van Kirks in there now for the Phillies. Wallace's shot is going to be a hard, long one. Going back to get it was Maria Van Kirk. Sent over and into the net. Too much momentum from Macy Steinhauer. Set point coming up. 24-20. Phillies looking a little flat out there. Wallace pops this one across. Jamie Van Kirk goes down to get it. Sent back by Will now. Loading up. Attack from the left side from People. And it's in. And the win goes to, or the set for the win for the set, rather, goes to North Platte St. Pat's. The Lady Irish are up 2-1. And Sutton now in a must-win situation for the consolation. 25-20, this one wraps up. We'll take a quick break, come back with our mid-set break. It's high school volleyball. Third round consolation from Lincoln on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the consolation match from Lincoln Northeast. Rob Austin with you courtside. We've just watched Sutton lead most of that third set and then let things slip away as the Lady Irish came back. Now on this occasion, the Sutton Phillies exited the arena to talk it over to see how bad they want to be third in the state for C2, or if they just want to roll over and let the season slip away. I'm betting that it's going to be the former. I'm betting Chris Erickson has challenged these girls to come back and take these last two sets. It looks good on paper when you come back next year after being third round consolation, because that's exactly our third place in the consolation as Sutton did last year. Disappointed, yes, to be here. However, they're still playing, and a lot of teams are home. Brianna Weisler now will be back to serve to get our fourth set underway. And the shot will go in, and St. Pat will take the early lead. 1-0. Back to serve will be Brianna Weisler for the Lady Irish. High jump serve. Sends this one across. Dives right at the end. Phillies trying to come up the counter for it and down hard. was Vanessa Van Kirk, and she is going to slide out and a little sore holding that left wrist. Tears in her eyes as she exits the playing field. Maria Van Kirk will come in real quick. It's 2-0 St. Pat's lead. We'll keep an eye on Vanessa Van Kirk. Steinhauer now on the left side. Shot from Vanessa Van Kirk. It's going to be launched off the block down that hallway again, and it'll be a point for the Sutton Phillies, 2-1. Keeping an eye on Vanessa Van Kirk. And I think she's going to come back in. Vanessa Van Kirk, what a trooper. Maria will head back to the bench. Vanessa back in, no worse for the wear. We'll find out. Macy Steinhauer will have the serve for Sutton, and it's going to go right into the net. And it's a 3-1 North Platte lead. Back to serve for the Lady Irish, Brianna Carlini. She'll step up, pop this one across. Back row, Bergen makes the save to Steinhauer now. Hard shot down for Vanessa Van Kirk on the left side. Pieper lets it fly and into Jamie Van Kirk, and out of bounds it goes. Point will belong to the Lady Irish, up 4-1. Must win for Sutton here. They're down by 3 early in the fourth set here. Brianna Carlini rolls this one across. Steinhauer underneath it on the right side. Osterhaus makes the shot at it and can't get it. And no, they're not going to call it. They're going to call it. They're going to keep playing. I thought they were going to call her underneath the net, but the Phillies made a good shot coming back to save it, and then they'll make the most of it off of Vanessa Van or Jamie Van Kirk's shot down the line for the kill. 4-2. Sutton cuts into that Lady Irish lead. Jamie Van Kirk now. Wallace sets on the right side. Stadler is there, picked up by Bergen to Steinhauer for the Phillies on the right side. Vanessa Van Kirk gets it, keeping it alive for the Phillies. Will now works it across into the block now. Osterhaus and Vanessa Van Kirk bring it in and make a count. And Sutton now has battled back within 1-4-3. Jamie Van Kirk has the serve, gets a sign from Coach Erickson. She'll step up, drive this one across, work the middle in the back row. Wallace now to Pieper. Pieper's shot's going to be covered. Steinhauer to Vanessa, to Willnow, and Willnow drives this one down and through, and we're tied up at 4. Sutton hanging in there, have tied it up. They've got to win this set to keep going. Service from Jamie Van Kirk now. Pieper lines up for the Irish down the line, through the block, it's in, and North Platte will take the point. Up 5-4. Natalie Wood will serve for the Lady Irish. Spins it around, pops it, rolls it across. Jamie now to Vanessa. Vanessa wide open in the left side. Mental breakdown. Brianna Wiesler way out of position for the Irish, and we're going to be tied up at 5. Sutton gets it back. Good read as Osterhaus heads back to the bench, and in her stead to serve will be Mackenzie Schlottman for Sutton. She'll toe up the middle of the court. Drive this one across, floats it over. Picked up now. Wallace works to Mayfield. Mayfield shots picked up by Vanessa. Now to our Jamie, now to Vanessa, and Vanessa sends it into the net. And scrambling were the Irish. They'll send back the free ball. Steinhauer works the middle now, touched over by Bergen. Pieper comes up big for the Irish to split the defense and find it, drive that ball home. It'll be 6-5, North Platte. Up on top, the Lady Irish up by 1. Kylie Wallace sends this one off the back. Misplayed by Schlottman, and to the back wall it will go. Point will belong to the Irish. And so with it comes a 2-point lead. Into the match now, Hannah Rogers makes an appearance. She'll take that right side in the back row, and the Irish will waste little time testing her. Will now to Bergen. Bergen gets a good shot into the back row and drives it right back where it came from and gets the point. And Sutton now down by 1. Phillies working on it. Vanessa Van Kirk in to serve. She was kind of holding that right wrist and now seems to be no worse for the wear after a diving shot. Wiesler now Drives it across. Whistle's going to blow into the net. Star of the Phillies. And the Irish will get it back. And with it, a two-point lead, 8-6. Shelby Pieper drives it across. Going down to the court for the dig was Hannah Rogers. Wallace now works the left side to Carlini. Carlini off the block, straight down it goes. Irish stretch their lead to 3 now, 9-6. Shelby Pieper's been putting it in place. She's has 51 aces in her regular season. Drives this one in. Steinhauer now to Willnau. Willnau tries to go down the line. Hustling over was Wallace. It'll be sent back as a free ball. Good communication by the Lady Irish. Off the block. Phillies will have to reload. They'll push it down the line. Slugging effort by Wood and some miscommunication on that right side for the Phillies. Watches it fly into the back wall. 10-6 points to North Platte, and the Lady Irish have a good streak going here. 4 straight points. Make it 5 as the shot's going to go out of bounds. Off the serve. It's 11-6. Biggest lead of the set now for the Lady Irish as Pieper drives this one just off the net, but the Irish, or the Phillies rather, will make a good cover, and they're going to get a double hit called in the process. So it's 12-6. Irish now trying to stretch this lead now. They're up by 6. Battle at the net. Steinhauer hangs in there. Good play by the Irish to keep it going. Will now sends it across. Wallace works the middle now to Mayfield. Mayfield's shot's going to be launched out of bounds. And Sutton will bring an end to that rally. But still down by 5. Amanda Willnau sets it up and drives it right into the net. The second time she's done that in successive rotations. 13-7. Back to serve now. Megan Mayfield. Mayfield's shot. Covered by Vanessa. Now Jamie loads up down the line just out of bounds. And Sutton will lose the service. And it's 14-7. Timeout Phillies as things starting to increase here for the Phillies. 14-7. They're down in a must-win set. We'll be right back. It's high school volleyball on 1230 KHAS, HastingsLink.com.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Lincoln Northeast consolation round for C2. Sutton Phillies down to the North Platte St. Patrick's Lady Irish 14-7. Service continues from Megan Mayfield. Mayfield's shot is over. Picked up by Rogers. In the middle now, Vanessa Mankirk gets the rip and gets it to go and gets the kill for the Phillies. 14-8. Rogers will head to the bench. Osterhaus back in. Claire Bergen jump serve, drives this one across, picked up in the back row. Dumped over now by Stadler. Nicole Stadler sends it across. And now Jamie Vankirk gets it to go, gets the line, gets the call, and gets the point and the serve for the Phillies. All in one shot, 14-9. As the Phillies try to battle back, down 2-1. Time running out on the Philly season. Claire Bergen jump serve, covered by Wood. Double hit's going to be called as Wiesler and Carlini come together. And it's 14-10. Jump serve now. On the right side, battle at the net, going back to get it, and Phillies are going to come out on top of that one. Bergen made a good serve, and it went right back to the net, and they fought over it. And the Phillies will come out on top now, down by three. Bergen, big jump serve. Hard shot, going to be an ace serve. Knocked off the back row. Wallace tried to make a play on it, but couldn't do it. And it's 14-12. North Platte had led by six. Sutton cut into it. Service goes into the net. And it's 15-12 now. It's a three-point Irish lead. Brianna Weisler drives this one across. Down to get it was Vanessa Van Kirk. Now Jamie lines up, and she'll send it to Wood, the libero for the Irish. Battle at the net now. Vanessa saves to Jamie. Jamie through the block. This one's going to find its way to the court. And Sutton will get back the service down by two, 15-13. Macy Steinhauer, the 5'6 senior, will step up for the service. Big jump serve. This one's going to go just off the net. Covered in the back row. Good dig by the libero. Jamie Van Kirk lets it fly. It's going to be picked up on the left side. Brought down quickly by Carlini for the Irish. Down the line it goes, and they're going to call it in, one out. They're going to call it in. And Sutton's going to get it. The back judge turned her head and then tried to make the call that it was out, and it was overruled by the referee. So Sutton will get the point. It's 15-14. Service continues now from Steinhauer. Pieper takes a shot at it. Will now's there to cover it. Steinhauer works with Jamie down the line, and she'll get it down to the court. Jamie Van Kirk strikes it home, and we're tied up at 15. Sutton down by six, have managed to battle it back and tie it up at 15. Timeout. North Platte will take a break and come back with a great fourth set of high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit Sutton Livestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
1230 KHAS.
Once again, the Lincoln Northeast. Rob Austin with you courtside. Tied up at 15 in a must-win set for Sutton. They're down two sets to one. Macy Steinhauer to serve for the Phillies. She'll drive it across Woods there to pick it up in the back row. Wallace back set to Stadler. Stadler gets the roll off the block and gets it to drop. And St. Pat's will take the lead now, 16-15. Substitutions now as Brianna Carlini will come into the match. And to the bench will go JoBeth Nozicka. Shot from Carlini now is going to be covered. Steinhauer works the left side to Vanessa. Vanessa Van Kirk's shot's going to be played around. It'll be sent back as a free ball. Good job by the Irish to keep that going. There's Jamie one more time. Wood makes a play on it in the back row for the Irish. Pieper makes the most of it as she finds the angle through the alley and gets the point for St. Pat. They're up 17-15. Up by two now. Back to serve again is Brianna Carlini. Carlini steps up, pops this one over. Steinhauer works with Jamie in the middle. Pushed up now on the left side. Pieper takes a shot at it. Diving effort from the back row. Good save by Bergen. Jamie rips it back. Saved by Osterhaus now on the right side. Vanessa gets it to go down, and Vanessa will get the point. Vanessa Van Kirk gets the service back to Sutton off a big kill. And it's a one-point Lady Irish lead. Sutton can tie it up. In the middle they go. Block and Isle. Osterhaus was there on the return with a perfect feed. We're tied up at 17. Service now from Jamie Van Kirk. Wallace makes a set on the right side to Stadler through the block. Osterhaus got a piece of it, but the Phillies keep it alive. Jamie Van Kirk launches this one into outer space. It's out. And they'll give the service back to North Platte. 18-17 is our score. Lady Irish will send Natalie Wood back to the service line. The libero spins it around, drops it across. It was a deep one, but Bergen makes a play on it. Steinhauer to Willnow. Willnow into the net it goes, and four hits called on the Phillies. And we're back to a two-point lead now for the Lady Irish. Irish send this one across. Wood sends it. Picked up by Jamie Van Kirk. Osterhaus lines up. She wanted to kill this one, and it ends up going right into the net. 20-17. Three-point lead now for the Irish. Natalie Wood. We'll see a timeout first before the service from Sutton. 20-17 is our score. Philly's got to make it happen. We'll find out if they will. Coming back, it's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
1230 KHAS.
Phillies' great season about to be wrapped up right here if they don't come back and respond. They're down by 3. Vanessa Van Kirk tries to bring it into that as she gets a good shot through the block and picks up the point. Osterhaus will head to the bench. Schlottman will come in to serve. 20-18 at the two-point Lady Irish lead. Schlottman pops this one across, covered by Pieper, to Wallace on the left side now. Was Mayfield from the back row. Hard shot from Jamie in the middle. Mayfield into the block. Bergman is there. Bergen is there. Bergen is there again. Bergen just wouldn't go away on that one. She looked like a bobblehead coming up and down and gets the block each and every time. The last one finds its way to the court. And Sutton cuts into the lead now by 1, 20-19. Schlottman service. The return is going to be a free ball. Steinhauer works the right side to Jamie Van Kirk down the line. They're going to call it in. Substitutions now for the Lady Irish. Jaylee Miller is going to come in. To the bench will go more Megan Mayfield. Tied up here at 20. Every set has been tied up deep into the count. Nobody running away with it at the end. Eighth serve for Schlottman. Boy, that's a shot in the arm that she needed. 21-20. Sutton trying to force this one to 5. Mackenzie Schlottman rips this one across. Pieper gets a piece of it on the left side now. Blocked out of bounds off the hard shot from Jaylee Miller. And Miller watches it bounce out of bounds. They'll get it back tied up at 21. These sets have all gone down to the wire. Why should this one be any exception? Evenly matched squad. Bergman off the block. Staying home was Wallace. And the Irish keep it alive. Steinhauer pushes it back. Wood is there in the back row to cover it. On the left side, Pieper takes a shot at it. Jamie Van Kirk gets it. She'll get it right back and drive this one across. Saved in the back row by the Irish. They're trying to rip it down the line. Phillies tried to keep it alive, but Pieper hung in there. And the Phillies had overcommitted to the left side, leaving the right side wide open. It's 22-21. Credit, good play where good play is played. And the Irish keep it going off the net. Steinhauer gets it. Saved by Vanessa Van Kirk. On the right side, dinked over. Jamie's there. Steinhauer works on the right side to Vanessa, and Vanessa gets it to go. Vanessa Van Kirk ties it up at 22. She'll take over the service for the Sutton Phillies, who battle back one more time. Three times we've been tied. 20, 21, and now 22 we're tied. On the left side, hard shot off the block and down it goes from Wiesler. Wiesler makes the count when the Irish needed it. 23, 22. Back to serve now, Shelby Pieper, the 5'8 senior, lines it up, drives it across, picked up by Schlottman to Steinhauer on the right side. Bergen gets it to go, and it's on the line. Bergen gets it to drop, and it goes on the line, and in it is, and now we're tied up at 23. We've been tied up at 20, 21, 22, and now 23. Amanda Will now drives this one across, picked up by Pieper, right back into the net, brought back by Wallace, free ball for the Phillies. Steinhauer pushes it across at the net. Good play by Bergen to step up to keep it going for the Phillies. Hard shot, knocked out of bounds from Brianna Carlini. No touch. Point belongs to the Sutton Phillies. 24-23, trying to force a set number five. Timeout, Lady Irish. 24-23, Phillies can put it away right here. We'll be right back. It's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
For both squads, coming down to this, 24-23. Phillies need it if they want to play one more set. Back to serve is Amanda Will now. She'll step up, drive it across. Picked up by Wood to Wallace on the right side. Shot is then covered. Steinhauer, some confusion. Double hit's going to be called, and the Irish have tied it up at 24. Absolutely incredible. We have been tied 20, 21, 22, 23, and now 24. Back to serve for the Irish now, Megan Mayfield. Mayfield will line up, pop this one over. Picked up by Vanessa to Steinhauer. Jamie lets it rip, and it's going to get knocked out of bounds, and the Phillies get it back. 25-24. Sutton now with match point, or excuse me, with set point. And it'll be Claire Bergen, the hard serving, run and jump serving, Claire Bergen. Pops this one across, Pieper covers. On the left side now, Stadler lets it rip and down it goes, and the Irish tie it up at 25. I'm not even going to go through it, but we've been tied every point since 20. 25-25, Brianna Wiesler to serve for the Irish. Wiesler, high run and jump serve, gets this one across, picked up by Bergen to Steinhauer to Jamie Van Kirk, and Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go. 26-25, set point again for Sutton. Phillies threatening now, Macy Steinhauer with her run and jump serve. Floats this one across, Wood covers. Pieper now on the right side to Carlini. Carlini dunks it over. Will now's there to Steinhauer on the right side. Jamie Van Gerker, Vanessa gets a shot at it. It'll be a free ball brought back. Good hustle by the Irish, keep it going. Steinhauer sets up Jamie Van Kirk down the line. Wood has it at the net, rolling along the net, and knocked out of bounds. The Phillies have forced a fifth and decisive set. Coming up, 25-27. Sutton wins it. What a shot. Absolutely incredible. And we'll find out who's going to be serving here. 27-25. And here we go to set number five. We'll take a break and come back with our mid-set break on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Good Luck Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Volleyball, the consolation round for Class C2. Rob Osmond courtside with you. Sutton took the first set, 27-25. North Platte took the second set, 25-23. North Platte took the third set, 25-20. And in the fourth set, that had to be won by Sutton. Sutton comes out on top, 27-25. And now we go to a fifth and decisive set to find out who wants to be third best in the state for Class C2. And earlier when the girls came out, they had all long faces because they had to play in the consolation round. But now they've clearly picked up their level of play now. Now all of a sudden this means something. So here we are in our fifth and final set. Lady Irish will take over. We'll start things off with the serve. Brianna Wiesler with her jump serve gets it going. We're underway. Vanessa Van Kirk now. Jamie sends it across. Picked up by Wood, pushed over on the left side. Carlini lets it go down the line. Good save. Back row dive from Bergen. Jamie Van Kirk responds in kind now with a hard shot. That's covered by St. Pat's. And now the Lady Irish will send it into the net from Brianna Carlini. And Sutton picks up a 1-0 lead. Macy Steinhauer serves right into the net for Sutton. And we're going to be tied up. Now at one, and Carlini, Brianna Carlini, will step up to serve for the Lady Irish. Brianna Carlini drives this one across. Going down to get it was Bergen. It'll be sent over now by Vanessa Van Kirk, and a blind shot. It was a haymaker from Natalie Wood that fell short. And Sutton will pick up the serve and the point now up 2-1. They're playing to 15 now. Shot comes over from Jamie Van Kirk, almost under the net, but into the net. And a hard shot from Pieper. Shelby Pieper comes up and drives on through the block out of bounds. And North Platte will tie it up at 2 and inherit the serve. Natalie Wood sends this one across. Bergen makes a save. Hustling over is Steinhauer for the set. Brought back by Wilnow. Wilnow cuts the cross court and too much on it, just out of bounds. And North Platte now with the lead, 3-2. Points mean so much here in the fifth set. Each and every point, an expensive one. Natalie Wood rolls this one across to Bergen, to Steinhauer. In the middle now, Van Kirk. Vanessa Van Kirk gets it to go in off the kill. The judges had to look at each other to find out, but the point belongs to Sutton, and we're tied up at 3. Mackenzie Schlottman to serve for the Phillies. Three deep for Schlottman's service. Her shot is over. It's going to be short, well played by Pieper. On the right side, Pieper comes back on the swing and launches it hard into Steinhauer. Steinhauer is going to watch it bounce off her and into the crowd. It's 4-3. Service now from Wallace. Kylie Wallace makes the set. And Sutton will pick up the point as it's knocked out of bounds on the return, evened up at 4. Back to serve for the Phillies now is Vanessa Van Kirk. Van Kirk steps into this one, rolls it across. Late set. Pieper down the line, out of bounds it goes. No block, no touch. Phillies point, 5-4. Vanessa Van Kirk floats this one over. Wood had a lot of time underneath it to Wallace on the left side. Wiesler gets the shot, gets the kill. Tied up at 5. Playing to 15 here in the fifth set. Sutton took the first and the fourth. Lady Irish second in the third. Peepers services over. Steinhauer now swinging around was Bergen. Bergen rolls around. Pieper will send it back. It'll be a free ball sent back by Wiesler. Steinhauer now sets Bergen in the middle and brings it down. Claire Bergen rips this one through, and it's 6-5. Sutton on top. Nice play by the Phillies. Will now, shot is over. Going down to the back row was Piepert again. It's going to be pushed over by Wiesler. Blocked at the net by Bergen. It'll be a great save by the Lady Irish to keep this one alive. Jamie Van Kirk into the block. Good save, good effort by Mayfield. Bergen winds up, drives it down, and catches everyone flat-footed. And Sutton gets it back. Their lead now 2-7-5. Into the match now will be Jaylee Miller. And Mayfield will head off to the bench. Miller will take that back right position. Service from Will now is going to be in by a foot. Lady Irish looked back thinking it was going to go out, but it dropped a good foot and a half in. 8-5, timeout, Lady Irish. Sutton Phillies lead the fifth set by three. We'll be right back. It's KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
To Lincoln Northeast, Rob Osmond courtside with you. 8-5, playing the 15 here in the fifth set. Sutton up on top. Service from Amanda Will now as we get back to action here in this fifth set. On the left side, Carlini lets it go. It's going to be at the net. Carlini launches this one into outer space. Only fitting at the home of the Northeast Rockets. 9-5, the score stretches to Will now. Good run. Hard shot into the crowd off the service, a big eight. 10-5, and a hole dug very deeply now for the Lady Irish as Sutton Phillies have picked up their level of play here in the fifth set. Amanda Will now rolls it up, drives this one across, and it's going to be another one that's going to go into the crowd. Hard run from Natalie Wood for the Irish, gave chase, but it's for no good. 11-5 now, it's a six-point lead for the Phillies, for third place in the state, C2. Into the match now, Joe Beth Nozicka. Brianna Carlini to the bench. Service from Will now of the Phillies. Goes across right on the line. Nope, they called it just out. Just out of bounds. And the service streak will end. 11-6 now the score. Miller heads back to the bench now. Mayfield back in. Mayfield will handle the service for the Lady Irish. She'll step up, drive this one across. Steinhauer now sets the middle to Bergen. Bergen dunks it over. Well played by the Irish. Bergen now to Steinhauer, to Jamie Van Kirk, who rips it down, a high shot off the back row, and the Irish won't run it down. 12-6. Sutton now gets the service back now, and if you're a fan of the Lady Irish, this is not what you want to see. Claire Bergen has the serve for the Sutton Phillies. It's a hard-running, jump-serving Claire Bergen. And she throws it right in the net. So much for the dramatic buildup. 12-7. Irish now with the service from Brianna Wiesler. Wiesler shot covered by Vanessa to Osterhaus on the right side. She'll rip it down off the swing, off the set from Steinhauer. Phillies now will load up. Will now to Steinhauer, to Osterhaus. Osterhaus through the block. Wallace now for the Irish. In the middle now, Stadler gets it to go. Saved by Jamie. Natalie Wood covers for the, as the libero on the Irish side. Going down are the Phillies for it. Phillies now in the back row. Bergen launches from the back row into the net. And it's 12-8. Sutton on top by four, but the Irish knocking on the door, coming back. Brianna Wiesler with her jump serve. Sends it across, diving effort. Vanessa Van Kirk went down again, and this time it hurt her hand as well. And it's 12-9. Vanessa Van Kirk will head to the bench. In her place now will be Maria Van Kirk. Maria will take that back left position. Wiesler's shot is over, covered by Will now to Steinhauer. Van Kirk gets it to go. Did they get the touch? No touch. Shots out of bounds. And St. Pat's coming back. Down by two. 12-10. North Platte with the serve. Coach Erickson calling it. Shot is up from Weisler. It's back deep off Wilnow, and Wilnow won't let it happen. So down it goes, and here comes St. Pat. Sutton was up by five. They were up by six. And now it's 12 to 11. We got a timeout on the court. We're going to stay here with you. We know we got Hastings Bronco football coming your way here in about 17 minutes. That's 15 after the hour. Or check that. Let me look at my clock again. About 23 minutes before Bronco football comes your way. Mike Will will be standing by. We'll wrap this one up. Should be in plenty of time. 12-11. Sutton on top. Lady Irish can tie it up right here. Crowd's getting into it now. Brianna Weisler to serve for the Irish. Crowd draws silent now as the Irish can tie it up. Weisler drives it across. Picked up by Wilnow. Steinhauer tips it into the net. Are the Irish. And Sutton will get it back. Up now by two. 13-11 to serve will be Macy Steinhauer. Timeout. North Platte. Lady Irish want to talk about it. We'll take a break. It's a two-point lead here in the fifth set for the Phillies. It's high school volleyball on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
1230 KHAS.
13-11, back underway now. Service from Steinhauer is covered on the left side. Stadler's there for the Irish. Osterhaus makes the save. Now looking at Jamie Van Kirk. Down the line it goes, and the Phillies get it. 14-11 match point for the Phillies, and a three-point lead to go with it. The battle for third place in C2. Substitution now for the Lady Irish. Brianna Carlini will head back in. Nozicka will head to the bench, but here's the service from Macy Steinhauer to make it count for the Phillies. Steinhauer's jump serve down, good dig to save it for the Lady Irish. Tipped over, whistle blows into the net are the Phillies. Sutton's into the net, and it's 14-12. Match point continues. Back four deep now are the Phillies to cover Brianna Carlini. Carlini's shot's going to be covered by Will now to Steinhauer. Osterhaus will send back the free ball out of position. Misplayed by the Irish. Reloading now are the Phillies on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go off the block. Saved by the Irish. On the left side, Peepers gets a good shot at it. Wilnow goes down to get it. Down to the court it goes. Irish gets a point. 14-13 now. Still match point for the Phillies. Brianna Carlini will run down the ball as it comes back and gets set for the service. Timeout Sutton. To talk about it, give us a chance to take another break. It's high school volleyball coming down to the wire for the consolation on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com, and good luck, Sutton.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast. Rob Osmond with you. While we were away, they jumped right back into play, and Carlini sends it across. The Phillies rip it back, and the Phillies will get the win in the consolation round, 15-13. Congratulations to both of these squads. What a match. What a wrap-up. Congratulations all the way around. 15-13, the Phillies win the fifth set. We'll take a quick break and come back with our post-game show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the KHAS 1230 HastingsLink.com.
Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one, hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
For our post-game show, Rob Austin, courtside. Medal thing presented to the fourth place, North Platte. Lady Irish from St. Patrick's. Fantastic season. They'll wrap up at 25-5, which coincidentally is now the same record of the Sutton Phillies, 25-5. Phillies will be the third place team in Class C2 in a fantastic matchup. In that first set, the Sutton Phillies come out on top 27-25, despite the fact they were down in that first set by 6. North Platte came back in the second set, led by as many as 4, and end up winning it 25-23. We go to the third set, and North Platte falls quickly to Sutton 4-0, and then all of a sudden, they're battling back. Sutton late, or midway through that third set. Sutton's up by 5, and North Platte battled back. They hung in there and eventually pulled away at the end and take the third set 25-20, setting up a must-win for Sutton in the fourth set. And in that fourth set, North Platte, the Lady Irish built up a 6-point lead. They had a 2-point lead. It was whittled away by the Phillies late in the fourth set, and it looked like Sutton was going to roll over. Then all of a sudden, they battled up, and they tied everything up from 20-25, and ended up the Phillies end up winning it that fourth set, 27-25, forcing that fifth set. In that fifth set, a hard-fought battle all the way, and at the end, Sutton prevails 15-13, and that's how we'll wrap up. Sutton now getting their medals for third place, right where they were last year, familiar territory for the Phillies. Very disappointed they did not make it into the championship round this year, but rallying to come back and let this game mean something for them and the rest of their year as they've just wrapped up their final volleyball game. For the rest of their lives, they will remember this, rather. So a great effort. Right now getting her medal is Vanessa Van Kirk, still favoring that left wrist that she made a dive and had it trapped underneath her to the court. And it's still a little bit on the tender side. Phillies playing without their setter all year long. Corey Amon did not get to play today. She injured herself in the fifth set yesterday against Sutton, or excuse me, against Sandy Creek, and was unable to play today, getting her medal now. So the third place medal's coming out. Season comes to an end. Great effort on both of these squads. It just tells you it's a testament to how solid this C2 division is, that you got two great teams like this. The number one and the number two seed in C2 having to settle for the consolation match. And that's how this is going to wrap up. Congratulations. Trophy now being presented to the Sutton Phillies as they'll hoist the trophy high. We're going to see if we can get a word in with Coach Chris Erickson once everything passes. So a great time. A reminder that we will have Hastings Bronco football coming your way now in about 14 minutes. Mike Will will be standing by with the call, and we'll get that coming for you. We'll take the time that we can, though, to see if we can get Coach Chris Erickson here. We will take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have that, as the teams now will be taking their pictures and such. And then, hopefully, we get an interview with Chris Erickson. So we'll take this break and come right back and see if we can have that coach's interview. You're listening to the third-round consolation match. Sutton wins it for C2, third place on KHAS 1230, HastingsLink.com.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. We're realizing the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, their health. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. Give, advocate, volunteer, live united.
Support the United Way of South Central Nebraska, serving Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties.
During these difficult times, no one struggles more than people who are homeless. Crossroads Center Rescue Mission has been helping homeless men, women, and children for 26 years. Without your support, this would not be possible. On November 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hastings City Auditorium, you can experience the work God is doing in the lives of our guests as real testimonies are shared. A delicious meal will be provided as you see and hear the difference that God is making in the lives of our guests. Go to crossroadsmission.com to reserve your tickets today.
It's the Thanksgiving Buffet at the OK Cafe. From 11 until 2, feast on turkey and dressing, baked ham, roast beef, shrimp, a salad bar, and all the fixings, including a dessert bar. Children and senior prices are available. Or get a homemade Thanksgiving meal to go, no early pickups. The OK fixes it just like mom would. All you miss is the work. The meal includes 8 pounds of deboned turkey, enough to feed 12. Reserve by calling 461-4663. The Thanksgiving Buffet and dinners to go. Either way, it's a delicious homemade treat. Call the OK Cafe, 461-4663.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the postgame show. Rob Osmond with you. Courtside celebrations continue now as the Sutton Phillies have wrapped up getting their pictures taken. We're awaiting the arrival of Coach Chris Erickson. Hopefully we'll be working his way up this way. We understood that Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS was tied up at two sets apiece in the fifth set. Have not got a final on that yet. We will take the moment now to, as we're waiting for Chris Erickson to work his way this way, we are going to let you know that Clay Center is taking on Greeley Wolbach right now on KICS 1550. So you can tune in for that right now. We've got head coach of the Sutton Phillies, Coach Chris Erickson. Congratulations on a good hard-fought win.
Oh, thank you. It was, you know, it's a good way to end your season. Anytime you can leave Lincoln with a win, and you know, it's not, I guess, the venue that we hope to play in, but you know, like I said, to come back after that hard-fought match last night and put together five tough sets today, especially coming back after being down 2-1,
that's,
you know,
hard
really.
To...
Really, I guess, really kind of defines the character of this team.
Absolutely, and that's one thing that this team clearly has is characters, because there's absolutely no letdown in this team. But, you know, when you play at this level in Lincoln, when you play 3 days in a row, solid teams, because they get tougher as you go, and you play the way you guys played, down deep into the sets, a hard-fought five-set loss last night, and then to come right back with another five-set in a game that clearly means something, that's hard to dig deep. That's a big character check for the Phillies.
You know, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I know there's a lot of controversy over the consolation game and whether it should be played or whether it should not be played. And, you know, I guess both teams today leave, you know, they with nothing to hang their heads about, because, you know, they both came out and played extremely hard. And, you know, I'm very, very pleased with the way our team came out and played, you know, with Corey not being able to go and Jessica being slowed up and, you know, Vanessa, you know, we just, you know, we had some injuries from last night's game, and, you know, so to be able to put together a team effort today, really, like you said, just kind of defines,
absolutely,
you know, us as a team.
Yep, absolutely, and then I want to talk to you about next year here in just a second, but that was a matchup where you had to dig deep from a lot of injured players from the beginning. I mean, you didn't have your top setter, so substitution had to be made there. Vanessa got hurt, or it looked like it was her wrist that was hurting off of a dive. That happened yesterday.
Right. Well, she's been struggling with a sore shoulder all year long. So yeah. So she just she's a competitor, and she, you know, I think if her arm would fall off, she'd be out there trying to play. So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Coach, I watched your girls when they came in, and long faces. They were tired. They didn't look like they were ready to play. And you guys kind of talked a little bit. They went out on the court for the warm-up, and then all of a sudden the Phillies come back to life. I mean, that's your team. When they're on that court, they're ready to play no matter what.
Yeah, you know, they're just, you know, I think if you could, you know, anything that they're doing, they're competitive. You know, I think if, you know, they're playing, you know, cards at home, I think that they would be cutthroat at each other. And, you know, it's just, like I said, you know, it was tough for them to rebound. And, you know, they knew that there was a lot of adversity to overcome today. And, you know, they're so strong, you know, inside, you know, mentally, and, you know, they have such a good chemistry amongst them anyway that, you know, I think all those things really paid off, you know, with, like, helped us get out here with the win.
Well, I'll tell you, first off, congratulations, 25-5 on the year, third place in C2. Good news and bad news for next year. Good news is you're losing, or the bad news is you're losing three seniors, which is also good because it's not a huge amount. It doesn't look like you're going to have to do too much rebuilding. I mean, you're losing Mackenzie Schlappen, you're losing Amanda Wilnow. That's going to be a hard one. And Macy Steinauer did a great job serving for you guys, and she's going to be gone next year.
You know, and yeah, those three all have so much experience. You know, we can put them in at any position. So, you know, that experience and that confidence is going to be a huge hole to replace. And, you know, hopefully those, you know, this year's juniors will, you know, help aid in that learning curve with the younger kids. And, you know, we have some freshmen and some sophomores that are going to be ready to, I think, come in and contribute next year. And, you know, we just want to, I guess, celebrate our trip down here this year now, and, you know, we can focus on next year in a few months.
Exactly, yep. And enjoy the moment, but know that the Sutton Phillies, we expect to see you back here next year, and hopefully in the Coliseum.
Yeah, you know our conference. It doesn't get any easier. So we'll definitely have to earn our way, but, yeah, that's definitely going to be a goal for next year to, you know, go to Grand Island and maybe make that championship game a third time, maybe a charm. So
there you go. Absolutely. All right. Well, Coach Chris Erickson, congratulations on a great season in third place. Well representing the Southern Nebraska Conference, and great watching you guys. You guys put on a great show. I'll tell you that. Just came up a little bit short yesterday, but made up for it today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your coverage.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris Erickson. Thanks again, and congratulations to all the Sutton Phillies for the fine work they did all season long. Also, everyone that has been made it out here is to be congratulated, because it's a hard road to get to Lincoln, and then you get here and to be turned away in the semifinal match and playing this consolation. Coach mentioned there's a little bit of controversy about even playing the consolation match, but I think it's well worth it, and I think the caliber and the level of play that you see, that we witnessed today, is testament to that. So a great effort all the way around for the Sutton Phillies and the North Platte St. Patrick's Lady Irish as well. Right now we're looking at just a few minutes before Mike Will's going to take things over for Bronco football. It will give us a chance to let you know that, again, right now on KICS 1550, the Clay Center Greeley-Wolbach championship from the Coliseum is taking place. Doug Duda has that call, and that, again, is going on right now. Later today, we will wrap up our C2 play in the championship match. Sandy Creek will take on Aquinas. It'll be number 4 versus number 3 in the championship at the Coliseum. It should be a fantastic match coming up. Sandy Creek again going 5 sets against Sutton last night, and a tough one that certainly will wear you out, but the girls there will wait until 5 o'clock to play, and that game will be coming your way on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR and KKPR.com as well. We'll see if we can get some other scores your way, but right now we're going to wrap things up from Lincoln Northeast for our third place consolation for Class C2, again, Sutton, the Phillies take it. We'll take this moment, too, to thank all of our Sutton sponsors as well for carrying us, and there are a good number of them and that have followed these Phillies all the way. And we want to take a moment to recognize each and every one of them. Sutton Pharmacy, Georgia Scouting Service, Printing MD, Steinhauer Farms, Van Kirk Contracting, George's Brothers Propane, AgWest Commodities, Hillcrest, Clay County Physical Therapy, Sutton Lumber, Cornerstone Bank, Sutton Livestock, George's Aerial Spray, South Central Chiropractic, Bergen Real Estate, Astra Bank, Paint and Paper, and Maury's Place, all of our proud sponsors, Deeker Construction as well. Thanks to everyone out there that made this broadcast possible. Thanks to everyone back in Mission Control, Steph, and normally my right-hand man, Tyson Hrovanek, back in Mission Control pushing buttons for us today. Thanks to everyone for making this a great season for the for everyone that we've been able to call, and we've still got the championship game coming up over on Classic Hits 98.9. So a lot of fun still going on out here in Lincoln, and thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. And as a reminder, you can always pick up these games via podcast at hastingslink.com. A couple of days we'll be downloading these matches, and you'll be able to hear it, download it, burn it to a CD, do whatever you want to with it. Always proud to do that, and again, it's because of all of our sponsors that we are able to make that possible. So on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hope you enjoyed our volleyball coverage. Again, our apologies to the Party Liners for cutting short your Friday and then again your Saturday party line, but in the interest of our high school youth and some great volleyball that we've seen here today, we hope you we beg your indulgence on that one. Hope you can understand why we like to do this and keep these kind of things going. So we'll turn things over to Mike Will and Bronco football coming your way here. You've been listening to high school volleyball from Lincoln on KHAS 1230. Rob Osmond saying have a great day and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye now.
Sutton Philly State volleyball coverage has been made possible thanks to Sutton Pharmacy, Georgia Scouting Services, Printing MD, Steinhauer Farms, Van Kirk Contracting, George's Brothers Propane, AG West Commodities, Hillcrest, Clay County Physical Therapy, Sutton Lumber, Cornerstone Bank, Sutton Livestock, George's Aerial Spray, South Central Chiropractic, Bergen Real Estate, Astra Bank, Paint and Paper, and Murray's Place. This has been a Platte River Radio production.